Let's pray. God, thank you for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. And let us boast right now in the cross. Jesus, thank you. In your name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Let us continue to worship as we come to the Lord's table. Every week here at Grace Bible Church, we celebrate communion. We take a little piece of bread and a little cup of juice, and as we eat and as we drink, we do as Christ commanded in Luke 22, verse 19. Do this in remembrance of me. This is a time when believers remember Christ. If you're here and you have not repented by your own admission, and you have not believed in Christ as your only hope to satisfy the wrath of a holy God, then we ask that you would simply just pass the elements by. But listen very closely. Our prayer is that you would turn from your sin right now and place your trust in Christ. Please ask questions. Ask the one who brought you. Ask one of the elders. Please do not leave here without talking to someone. Believer, the Apostle Paul tells us that we must examine ourselves before we eat or drink. If after having examined yourself, you find that you are in unrepentant sin, then please let the elements pass. But our hope is that you would confess that sin right now and that you would partake with us right now. Please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Please follow along as I read. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. As John introduces the book of Revelation, he provides himself as the author, and he tells us that he's writing this book to the seven churches. He then shares a greeting from no less than the triune Godhead himself. And after this, after he has finished providing three different titles for Christ, he breaks into praise for Christ. And that is where I want to focus our time. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Here, Christ performs three actions. First, he loves us. Presently, believer, you are the object of his love, the object of Christ's love, an unconditional love that no one can separate you from, a love that finds its fullest expression on the cross where the innocent went to die for the guilty. And right now, His Spirit dwells in you and strengthens you to live a life holy and pleasing to Him. Secondly, He freed us. Christ has freed us. He's released us from our sins by His blood. At the cross, Christ took those that were enslaved to sin, purchased them out of that slavery by the currency that was His blood. The highest price that could be paid was paid for you and for me. The result is that those who were slaves to sin, destined to an eternity in hell, are now freed to be slaves to Christ, destined for an eternity in heaven. Thirdly, He made us. Christ made us a kingdom, priests to His God and Father. Our sins separated us from God. At the cross, Christ cleansed us. He purified us. And He brought us near to His God and Father. Through Christ, we now have access to God. These are great and powerful truths for us to dwell on, and we should dwell on them. We, believers, are the objects of these three actions. However, all three of these actions are not placed here to describe us. They are here to describe Christ. All three of these are pointing to Christ for the purpose of praising Him. Believer, as you take communion, don't just remember what Christ did for you, but remember Christ. Remember the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. Let us draw near and let our affections overflow with praise to Him, just as John does. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. When your hearts, after you've examined yourself, when your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.